to know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
And I'm Sybil J.
And
what up?
Good job on Bill Maher.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Yeah, certainly nice. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Enjoyed that. And shout out to Andre Johnson. I saw him yesterday with the Houston Texans. Had a good time with the fam there. To him and his mom, Karen Johnson. So good morning to you all. Tom, last week, so much attention obviously focused on the spontaneous protests all across America after the grand jury decision in Ferguson. But this movement that we are seeing goes far beyond the Mike Brown case. You could talk about John Crawford, Ezell Ford. We can go on and on and on. You can now add Tamir Rice to that list. The 12-year-old kid shot and killed by police in Cleveland has folks asking lots of questions and also demanding answers. Joining us right now, our homeboy, Russ Mitchell. He's the anchor and managing editor at WKYC-TV, the NBC affiliate in Cleveland. Russ, glad to have you back on the show.
Roland, Tom, and Sybil, good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
This, Russ, this case is stunning. Because also there's a video, and people are saying are asking lots of questions of the Cleveland Police Department. They want more answers.
What's the story?
Well, I'll tell you, to say that people here are outraged would be an understatement. This happened last Saturday, as you pointed out, an unarmed or a 12-year-old boy who was brandishing what turned out to be an airsoft gun, not exactly a toy, but not a dangerous weapon. In community center near his home here in Cleveland, shot and killed by police. Police have vowed an investigation. The NAACP came out right away and called for that investigation and criticized the police department, blasted the police department. And I got to tell you, I do believe the Cleveland Police Department is going to be on the ropes for the next few months, answering some very tough questions, not only from people here in Cleveland, but as the national spotlight shines on this issue, I think they're going to be under the microscope a lot as we speak in the next few months.
So, Russ, the 911, when folks call 911, the 911 caller apparently says that the kid likely has a toy gun. But then the dispatcher who contacted the police never, and apparently the 911 operator said it several times, but the police dispatcher never relayed that to the police officers, correct?
That is correct. The officers, we understand, were never told about this at all. The communications problem has been an issue in the Cleveland Police Department for quite some time. We had a case here 2 years ago where two people, unarmed, were involved in a police chase. That police chase ended with 137 shots fired by Cleveland police and these two people killed. And that also was blamed on a communications problem.
Hey, Russ.
You're exactly correct, Roland.
Russ, okay. The police officers that shot the kid, were they white or black?
The officers were white who shot the kid.
Okay.
Their names were released last week.
And this case that you just talked about, those were white police officers too. And I'm looking at a story where it says that the those officers back in 2012 shooting of the unarmed black people are now suing as a reverse discrimination type suit.
Not all of them. There are nine non-black officers, what they're calling them, eight white and one Hispanic, who are suing the Cleveland Police Department, saying that they are treated more harshly when they shoot black suspects, their words, not mine, than black officers who shoot suspects. So, yes, they are suing. They're claiming they lost on overtime and various things. So, as you can see, Tom, Roland and Sybil, this case, beyond from 2 years and this time as well, has so many layers to it.
Well, it's also interesting that in the case of the 12-year-old, the cops said that they thought it was a grown man and not a 12-year-old kid.
That's what they're saying. I must tell you, over the weekend, I spoke with two police chiefs in the Northeast Ohio area, I mean, off the record, who told me that they had serious questions on the procedures these officers used to roll up, their words, to roll up on this kid. if you've seen the videotape, they came up right next to him 1.5 seconds later after confronting the
kid.
And
that was it.
Shots
seconds.
Were fired.
They said right. seconds.
And Russ, that's what jumps out. 1.5 seconds, literally, door opens, shots fired. And, you know, normally, you know, we I guess whether we watch movies or television or other, you know, we think that police will say, stop, put the weapon down, you know, all sort of stuff along those lines. 1.5 seconds.
According to the police news conference last week, yes, 1.5 seconds. Police also said that this officer said 3 times, put your weapon down, put your weapon down, put your weapon down. All this, according to police, and this is their report. They say happened in 1.5 seconds. So, yes, there are so many questions about this. And the community here is really going to...
Will there be an indictment?
Any videotape, too? Or any?
Well, there is that videotape. The videotape of the actual incident. Will there be an indictment? I don't know. The way that the police department operates here, there is a 90-day period of investigation. But, again, I can't stress enough, I do believe as this case becomes more and more widely known across the country, the national spotlight's going to shine on this. I mean, who knows if another entity will come in like the Justice Department. There's been no word on that yet. But you do have folks like the NAACP and others here calling for an outside investigation as well.
Russ, were the officers in the video that we see did not come from the police department. It was a nearby surveillance camera, correct?
Exactly. It came from the surveillance camera of the recreation center where this young man, the 12-year-old Tamir Rice, was playing that day. It did not come from the police department.
Were the officers wearing body cameras?
They do not. And Roland, that's an interesting question because it is a big debate here in Cleveland. There's several city councilmen who are trying to get money so the police department can have body cameras. And you're right. If those body cameras had been present, then we'd have another perspective here as well.
Russ, what about the national spotlight? Do you think this case is getting a national spotlight?
I don't think it is yet. I think that Ferguson is still the big story out there.
Most of the nation doesn't know what's going on in Cleveland?
I'm guessing in this story right now because Ferguson was so much in the news last week. I don't think you're seeing it to the point that you probably would if Ferguson had not existed last week. However, I do think it's something that is going to get the attention of folks nationally. You guys are talking about it. There was an article in the Washington Post about it over the weekend. I think you're going to hear more and more about this from a national standpoint in the days and weeks to come.
You know, we talked about it on Monday, but that was also early, and then we had the non-indictment come down, and as you say, Russ, colored the rest of the week.
And the video, Russ, was released, what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
That video was released on Wednesday, and so that was after the family viewed it, yes.
So it got caught up also, I think, in Thanksgiving as well. But I can tell you folks are certainly adding this to the collection, if you will, of social justice, police issues that goes with Mike Brown and John Crawford, some of the other cases as well. Russ Mitchell, man, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so very much. And we're definitely going to be following up on the story, tragic death of this 12-year-old kid.
It does seem like open season now. Doesn't it?
1.5 seconds. I don't know how you say put the weapon down 3 times in 1.5 seconds.
And then shoot.
And then shoot.
That's come on.